The HSE winter plan is very underwhelming indeed and nowhere near sufficient to address the massive pressure that our health service and our hospitals are under. The additional home help hours, while welcome, and need to be got into the system immediately. We have a massive crisis in our own county with regard to the number of people waiting for home help. In relation to hospital capacity, it's very, very disappointing to see that there's no additional beds committed to in the winter health plan. But I think overall, the key point that has to be made is that we need to see the government actually allow the recruitment take place to fill unfilled positions that are left unsanctioned and unapproved within the hospital service, which is putting massive pressure on the ability to keep beds currently in operation, operational, and also meaning that, that the service is under massive pressure because of reduced staff and a recruitment embargo at a time whenever the government are coming forward with a very small package for a winter plan makes absolutely no sense.
Is it your fear that the HSE is effectively playing down the importance of the acute hospital sector? It's putting all its eggs in the basket of home helps and supports in the community. It begs the question, is that going to be sufficient?
It's not going to be sufficient, and they need to actually properly support hospitals as well as the community sector, and unfortunately they haven't been doing either up until now. We have 10 beds which are not functioning in Letterkenny because of additional staff not being sanctioned. So that must be addressed by the government in order to ensure that our health service is operating at capacity. And it's alongside that then that we need additional funding as well towards home help hours and additional supports in the community.